Jesus.
This is Bruce. Welcome to another session with the Jester.
Another struggle, another obstacle, another problem.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
Again,
hey, she's got different rims. If you could blow up the mirrors, she's got handprints on the fucking backs of the mirrors. I doubt it was her. She's working out there in fucking Stockton. Fucking Joe was crying. He didn't get done out there on that floor and shit last night, dude, until fucking...
A lot in there, huh?
It's that one fucking little one. Complaining, you know, that freaking... Told him to come over around noon. We'll see if he shows up.
Traffic stop leads the methamphetamine and fentanyl bus.
Where at?
Approximately 11:04 a.m. Officers of the Jamestown Police Department conducted a traffic stop with SUV on North Main Street in Fluvanna. Rachel Shaver? Shaver?
Shaver?
There's an L in there.
Oh.
There's no F. Shaver. By a male passenger.
Dude, he didn't get done last night till 8:30. He says them fucking wedges are a bitch. Well, you know what? That's where I was a big factor in the fucking job.
Right.
Because as he set one, I was putting the plastic clips in, and when he got it placed, shoving the wedges in.
What did he did? What? Need you today or something?
Fucking, today he was going to grout. But because he got done so late last night, he says, I'm going to let it sit fucking 24 hours. You know? Give it time more to set because of the time frame. But if I'd have been with him yesterday, he wouldn't have got done at 8:30.
Right.
He'd have been done fucking more about 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Because I eliminate that fucking part of the fucking job. But like I told my mom, an 8-hour day, he'd have had to hand me $160 at the end of the day. And he's already took a beating on this job because we've been there longer than fucking 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks on this fucking shit because the guy kept changing his mind. And in the floor, we couldn't do nothing with the floor until the fucking plumber come in and offset the fucking drain for the toilet because they had to move it 6 or 7 inches or whatever over to give you more space here. And I'm thinking, well, fucking just leave the fucking toilet where it's at and fucking we don't have a prop.
Right.
You still had plenty of room to sit on the motherfucking thing.
Oh shit, can I go put some water in that?
There is water.
See,
there
is a little bit. Shit.
Okay, I guess we'll hide
it. You know?
What are you doing, butthead?
Seen a little fly. Chase the fly.
Sky raising.
Fucking, did you have any issues with your internet last night?
I don't think so.
Mine fucking, dude. Mine went, when I went to go in the house last night, fucking nothing would work. My Wi-Fi all day wasn't fucking working. Fucking, I get up this morning, fucking everything's fine. It wasn't even showing my fucking account.
Right.
Fucking thing set up for Wi-Fi. It wasn't showing none of that shit last night, and I'm fucking... I ended up going to sleep fucking with no TV, dude, and fucking boy, it wasn't that different. It was like being a fucking kid being told to go to bed and no fucking TV, dude.
I had to go to sleep with no weed last night.
I'm sorry about that problem.
That sucked.
Ain't fucking... That's on you.
That sucked.
I need TV to sleep. I had the other problem solved.
What are you doing, butthead? You can't go that way. You gotta go back the other way.
See, fucking Joe thought I was joking, man, about fucking going around. He said, well, I thought you wanted to haul stuff to your storage unit. Well, fuck it.
Come here, goofbutts.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the big issue. Then I can fucking pull stuff out of the garage and set it so I know what I'm dealing with.
Ha ha ha.
Fucking Corey, he was panicking, dude, yet because yesterday his account didn't get credited back for the fucking rotors he returned. And he was supposed to bring me $100 yesterday out of it yesterday, but fucking he didn't get it. And I think that's why he didn't come around yesterday. Because he was
biting.
Worried that he didn't
Stop
have
biting.
To give it to me. But fucking everybody, the banks are all fucking mad clusterfucked on Mondays fucking because of everybody's transactions during the weekend. But he messaged me this morning and says it was in his account this morning. Worry less, pray more, man. Don't fucking stress out yourself over something you have no control over at the time.
He got a...
Jesse don't care. Fucking keeps him running around.
He got hogtied.
Come here, bud.
Fucking rodeo is coming to town. Enter him in the small breed class.
What are you doing?
I see they're having that big one in there. Ellicottville or whatever. Yeah, big ass rodeo.
They always do. I think that comes after ours.
It's supposed to be like the one of the biggest ones in the...
What fair is going on right now? Cattaraugus?
Cattaraugus.
Cat County, yeah.
That's where my buddy Brian is right now.
So it's Gary Rodeo.
That don't start until the 3rd.
Oh, the
3rd? Yeah, Friday. Okay. I think this weekend. Might even be the August
6th. I'll tell you what. I've never been to no rodeo. I've never been to Gary Rodeo, but I was told if you want to go hook up with some girls, that's the place to go.
Dude, that and the racetrack.
Because they wear them Daisy Duke shorts.
Dude, that's how they walk
around. With their flannel shirts. Up like this, so their belly's showing
but
too.
This is what
yeah, but
doing.
The thing is, they're fat.
No, not all of them, man. No.
But you've never been there. I go there almost every year.
Yeah, but I know a lot of people.
Kiana,
go there.
You don't need these kid girl ideas about how to dress. You already freaking act
ew,
like you're old, 20 years old.
Like
yeah,
me.
Ooh.
What are you doing, Benjamin?
You never dress
but
like
that's
who?
What that's what they
Daisy?
Do up at the racetrack.
Yeah, wait until
yeah.
You're
in the summertime.
You
walk around with your shorts on, fucking t-shirts, halter tops, tank tops.
None of my friends.
They done that years ago.
I sing country at
all. Your friends are still kids.
I bet they're rodeo.
Yeah, children.
Shit changes when you get older.
Children. Fucking dump my coffee, Jesse. That dog's getting a whooping. It don't matter. He pulls that table and dumps my coffee. We're fighting. How rude of you to get up there in the fucking joint and walk away. Good. Paul fucking did get that saw running for him, dude. He learned a few things.
Yeah, I see. I'm about the size of him.
The saw?
I seen him at his house.
That's what I told him. I said, maybe you need a smaller saw, Paul. Saw's too big.
Well, I drove by and I seen him. He's holding it like this. And it fucking looked like it reached almost Kiana.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Why does he need one there?
He was a tree guy for a fucking
just
couple
to
weeks.
Off.
He was a tree guy for a couple weeks.
Yeah,
you look pretty today.
You don't need it.
You don't need that.
Just for
everybody.
No, I got it. Here. You
literally said you
would bring
us a baby.
Here
you go.
Oh, pretty boy. Don't.
Go ahead, my sister.
I'm going
to
jump on
there.
Wait, why is that falling off
go,
you, bud?
Because it's a noose. It's a tool. A noose on it.
This,
oh yeah, just a sec. I don't know how the heck. I must have not had this on right to begin with.
Probably not. It's got to go over his front legs too. You know what I mean? Like I would just unhook the front, bring it up,
and
then
go,
and then
turn the
it.
Whole thing around. Him and
Thank you, sir.
Love that you took my chair.
I'm sorry, I'm a grown adult. You're not supposed to be out here anyways.
Doesn't that go under him?
No, nope. This goes like this.
No, that part.
I thought this
goes
right.
Good. Like this.
This is what y'all do it, man.
You chop ass off of him. That's kind of tight here.
It's
why be. Do I got two of the same pieces?
Yeah. That's got to fucking be part of it.
This has to come.
This
weird.
This
isn't back. This
yeah, that's
right
weird. There.
There
you go. Yeah, it's got to get tightened.
Yeah. that kid. He's a little dog. That's as tight as it goes.
For real?
Yeah.
They don't have, like, extra small?
I have to get him extra small. But that
feed
should...
Feed him more.
Jeez.
Feed him more.
Feed him more. I feed him as much as he wants. I'm not going to make him fat, though.
Picture when I come home from my cleaning job.
Benjamin.
What?
Dogs laying down in the yard. Trays up on the deck in a chair. Conked right out. He didn't even know I got there. Trey was sleeping?
I ask you.
Yeah. He was sleeping.
The when a man,
a little while ago, just when the dogs started barking,
he woke up. See, I told them I didn't want them on the deck when the dog's over there. They don't listen for shit. I want to take that fence down. Cause mom, all he does is go over there, let the dog loose, then boom. Why do you think there's shit all over the yard you don't see? Because he's like this while the dog's over here shitting, and the dog goes shits over here, then he shits and he looks up and the dog's just running around. Yeah. Oh, he didn't even poop. Huh.
I gotta clean up some dog shit there.
What, you just poop?
Yeah, a little bit ago.
I didn't even see him.
Oh, you'd have stepped in it. You'd have seen it.
Did Trey clean my cleats off yet? I'll throw them in the fucking garbage before I wear them again.
Fucking dog.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Since Andre's not here walking their dogs, there hasn't been no dog poop down where I keep my garbage can.
Oh, yeah.
Wood.
If I see him doing it, I tell his ass to clean it.
I never saw really who did it.
I see, you know, that Puerto Rican kid that rides the bike every once in a while? He was gone for a while, and then he appeared again. He wasn't with the jail or rehab because he looked way more healthier. He was sitting up straight when he was walking.
He walked down through here with Weesey's dog last night.
He's probably, I don't know if that was Weesey's dog.
It looked like Weesey's dog.
No, he looked bigger. He had a way bigger head.
I just seen one of the dogs.
And it was like a white color. Yeah, he was walking, and I went, like that, because I seen what the fuck he was doing. He was getting ready to let the dog go to the bathroom. As soon as I did that, he pulled it off of our yard and cut across the street.
Oh, I seen the guy.
Last night?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I coughed. I didn't need to cough, but I ain't shitting, because I don't want to get in a confrontation. People want to get pissed off because you tell them to clean up their dog shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What? I got to where the girl next door there. I've told her a couple of times. I see there's a few piles out there you must have missed. I don't care.
Well, yeah, because it would suck. Because if you're sitting, like, nobody want to sit on their front porch and smell dog shit.
And I've done it for years.
Yeah, that would drive me nuts.
But it has gotten a lot better, dude. Even though
what are you doing, butthead?
You know.
Yeah. What if you never said that though?
Right. Well, not there to mention they got rid of two dogs, man.
Yeah,
that fucking
weirdos.
Yeah. You know, them fucking ones in the house on the other side. They got four or five.
I'll never get over that, man. Me and Uncle are sitting out here smoking a joint, and that dude walks around the corner like, "What the fuck? What the fuck happened?" Then he looks over at us. What? You guys, what you guys do to my truck? Right. What? Man, fuck you. I mean, it's fucking sitting right here, man.
Yeah.
Big ass white mark. You can tell it's like he hit the side of a building or something.
Dude, I still swear that was
he
my
goes,
dad's
well, it wasn't
truck.
Like that last time I was here. So you're saying that we went over there and fucking did that?
Yeah.
We picked your truck up and swung it like a fucking baseball bat? Is that what you're saying? I know what you're doing right now, you motherfucker. You're trying to scam some insurance bullshit. You ain't gonna get it on us. I got cameras, motherfucker, and they can see everything.
Well, he had them, too, all over his dash.
Yeah. Until I got
look
that at, fucking
on the side of the building over there.
Had them all lined
that's
up on the fucking porch
do.
Up there.
Oh, the guy.
Yeah, the dude
guy.
Had a
because you could see the mark
pointing right
on the side of the building.
Parking in that driveway across the street saying he had permission. The fuck you did.
I called the bank and got permission.
Fuck out of here.
Insurance reasons stayed off the property.
We knew this.
I'm getting cleansed by
and then he thought that because the cops were there, I was just going to just be okay. I told right in front of him, I said, man, fuck these cops.
Work,
I don't
buddy.
Give a fuck what they do. Them motherfucking cameras are coming out that motherfucking truck. pointing at my daughter's room. Arrest me, do what you gotta do, I don't care. I'll smash the motherfucking windows and remove them myself. That shit had me pissed that day.
You have to get you a...
Yeah, I know.
It just didn't make sense. You had two cameras standing right next to each other, both of them pointed upwards and in a direction right there. Towards the front corner of my motherfucking top front corner of my house.
Yeah. And he parked over there.
Yeah, and there was no curtains. That's why we went out and we bought curtains for the whole motherfucking house.
I remember.
Yeah. Who's I didn't notice it. Someone noticed.
I did.
No, I was working and I got a message about it.
Oh, you did?
No, I was working and freaking Phil sent me a message about it, telling me. He was down there at
the
shop.
We spotted him.
Yeah, because there are those little round balls.
Yeah, yeah. We spotted
on a stick.
Yeah.
There's like a suction thing at the bottom. No, because I
had
one in here for a while.
Oh.
Pointing at the door, remember? A little, it was, had a round ball on the top on like a stick and then just
something.
Adult conversations.
What are you doing, bud? You're getting yourself up.
You got dishes. Did you get dishes or laundry or sweep the floors or something to do?
Because it has a crack in it.
I know that there's some. I like when I watch TikTok and stuff. I see dash cams like that all the time.
See, we had a dash cam, but it's a piece of shit. It won't stick to the window. But if you look closely, that circle where we tried to.
Waiting on Joe.
I heard his commercial for the first time yesterday.
Yeah, the other guy that Joe there called Joe for your sewer.
Tile man.
No, the sewer one. That's the guy that freaking his advertisement on the internet for that advanced septic. That's who we're doing the shower and bathroom for. The one that owns that.
I've never heard that. I might have.
They're right on Route 60 going to Fredonia.
Dump that water.
On the right hand side.
You're butthead.
You can't miss it. There's like an apartment building, old apartment style
like
fucking building on the other side of the road of it, but it's on the corner. Big white building.
That water was for you to drink, not you to dump.
Trump used to dump his water all the damn time. He probably always had to get a cat harness.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Fucking zip ties, make your own.
I know I got it stuck, I'm trying to figure it out, buddy, there you go.
We gotta go to Walmart and get some weight gainer. Start making some protein shakes.
Give
them
steroids.
Oh goodness. Oh goodness. Yeah, we have to get you a new harness.
He's side eyeing me. He's like, I'm like,
Rex said he seen you the other day.
Did he?
Does Jesse hang out with people up there by 4th and Jefferson?
That's where I live.
Yeah, I know. I go, well, he lives there. Does he? I didn't know that. I seen him outside some big building talking to some people.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's where he lives. I said my uncle lives there, too.
What uncle?
My Uncle Mike, my dad's brother.
Oh. The one who, like that, like, insurance thing or whatever. When I asked you if, like, you guys would sign papers for me.
Yeah, him. The co-signer. Yeah, he fucked my dad over.
Why are you looking at Benjamin when you said that? You're looking at Benjamin that looks like he did.
I was watching the dog. Jump up there, man. Let's see if you can do it.
No?
You
can't.
Because he has nothing to climb on with his bottom feet.
I get out
of
here.
No, don't you even.
Here you go. You'll become a kebab if you do that.
You can become a wallet for the purse.
Hi, baby boy.
Don't go back that way.
Psych. Yeah. Is there any more water I can tip over? Nope. Damn it. I
always wish you could hear, like, the dogs. Like the Secret Life of Pets movie.
I'd like to know the reasons why they do things. You know, because you can see what they do. What's their thinking process? What are they thinking when they do that?
Right. I put you first there just now.
Can you put it on the table?
Okay. Hang
on. Can I use your lighter, Mr. Phil?
No. Sorry. Want you to make something to eat? A little cereal. Pop-Tarts.
Cereal is a perfectly acceptable meal at any time of the day.
I had a bowl before I went to bed last night.
Some toast.
What about cereal?
Huh?
So what about cereal?
Oh, he's a
better
just
like Raisin Bran Crunch.
Me have one?
Mm-hmm.
Tastes so gentle.
See, Joe thought I was joking about a little bit of scrap.
He hasn't even ate it yet. He's chewing
on it. I said, I need to get this shit out. Like I told Tom, I need to get this out
of
here
first.
No, he's going to be here in about 15. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to get that out so I can pull shit out of the garage to see what I'm working with.
I've never seen a dog eat something so...
I didn't think there was this much shit in the fucking garage.
Hey,
when you organize it, you fit a lot in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you organize.
You got a small mat. It's a small dog. You gotta remember.
You have everything put away and shit like that.
Me too.
You can get a lot in there.
Yeah.
I ain't even got into the back room.
He who cannot be named.
Good idea. Grab that microwave over there and bring over.
Yeah, no. Mom's driving.
Or where the kids crawl in it.
I was just, we were talking about the other day. I wish I had the money or the equipment to grab it and bring it here because it would be an awesome fucking fort for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
But me, we were driving and Iz was out by Buffalo. Well, out by Dunkirk more. Fucking boat bigger than Keith's dad's. With a big fucking spray paint and free with a phone number on it.
Oh, shit.
And I know it probably needs shit ton of work, mm-hmm. but something like that, just throw in your yard, say, there you go, kids.
That
would
be
joked
about that one
from here to the house,
fucking
big.
Hooking it on fucking cable.
It was a big fucking
climb up in it and fucking chill.
I mean, it was big.
You know, that's what I wanted to do with that fucking one.
I wonder if the city would allow that, though.
City ain't got no fucking choice. Fuck the city.
Yeah.
You know, Phil, that's what I
wanted
to do.
That's my
with
boat.
Arts.
They're gonna find you.
I'll keep it on the trailer.
Okay,
I can't keep my fucking boat
here.
There you go.
I was thinking not on the trailer. Makes sense.
Well, it has to be on somewhat
of a
platform.
It'd be really weird
to
have my friends come over
trailer.
And just have like a boat in our yard.
Like they could be like sleep out in the boat.
Yeah, exactly.
Go down in the bottom.
It'd be a whole another living space.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want just for the kids, you know, that's their living space.
Yep, summertime, get
cool.
the fuck out.
Except then it'd be on you to keep it clean.
I don't know. I keep my room clean.
Just keep it up.
Wouldn't there be like a kind of like a kitchen in there and everything too?
Probably,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that shit probably would. You'd probably have to gut
most
of it. I'm sure it needs a lot of work for someone
you know,
just to give it
away.
You could
gut it all out. Fuck, you could have fucking slept up.
But you could gut it all out.
Fucking put the
you know what I mean? And do something
with
it.
My place, I
would put like a gas stove they had in like Japan and stuff. And like have a little mini.
Like,
you could
put like
a power box in there,
like a
battery.
If I ever came up with
so
money,
we can charge
it'd
phones.
Be
just like
Step Brothers. I'd buy a
brace.
It'd be in the country.
That would have been cool. That would have really been cool
some
to have
Chewbacca
my friends.
Mask.
So I could do that.
I like when people are eating around you. You're not going anywhere. I tell Becca, I'm like, oh yeah, he's a great dog.
I'm sorry,
I love him when he's sleeping.
Your eyes. Can I get one?
Yeah.
I talked to Dennis a little bit.
Did you? I text him.
Oh, not today.
I text him yesterday.
He, no, it could be too, 100%. But I think he's just razzing me because we were getting on him about even going. He shouldn't go.
He said his legs didn't like
it. No, he said that he tried to DoorDash, mm-hmm. and in 45 minutes, he made 50-some bucks.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I believe it.
I don't. Because he's hurt, he's slow, he don't know his way around that whole motherfucking place or nothing. Well, unless he got...
With DoorDash, you just hit the directions, it'll take you right there.
Yeah, but
it's Dennis, though. You ride with Dennis. Oh, yeah. A yellow light and you're 100 feet away, he's braking and stopping for that yellow light. Or not 100 feet away, you're like 5 feet away. I just don't see it. I think he's saying that just to, because
you're like getting a job with getting a job with a pizza delivery service down there.
That's like over $50 an hour.
You see, I mean, you got GPS,
in a more populated area. That is highly, that is very much possible.
It's a nice.
We're not saying it's not possible.
Yeah.
Knowing Dennis,
I just don't believe it because we are getting on him so much about going
around.
So he was kind of like justifying, like, see, I went out here, I'm making good money. I known Dennis my whole life, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I know he likes to make a story here and there once in a while or add to it to make it.
Not only that, if better. Dennis is going to Walmart, he'll go down here, go circle Lincoln, then cut up this way, then go that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that's very true. He does take some different routes.
He takes
whatever route he feels he turns. I rode with him, even to go to 7-Eleven. It's like you take the scenic route, man.
He probably goes up here, goes down here, and goes fucking by his house.
Joe's the same way. Joe's the same fucking way, dude. If we got to go to Home Depot, he'll come back by and look at his house. Look across the
one time I was with him on a dash, and he had an order for North Main Street. And we're on Steel Street, right by the Crescent. No. We're down by Buffalo.
Harrison.
Or not Buffalo, but Windsor. Windsor Street.
Windsor and Allen.
And he got a call for Main Street. I personally would have dipped up and cut right over. Like, you could have went like this pretty much to get to where he needed to go. Like this from where we were. Well. And I'm sitting here thinking the whole time, D, man, you could make so much more money if you fucking, you know, come on, let's go.
And then he takes a picture of it, then he stands there.
And he'll stand
there,
and then he'll back up, and he'll move the bag because it wasn't in a good place, and he'll look, and then he won't like where he put it. And I'm like, Dennis, when you're walking to it, take a picture of the house and the bag while you're walking, and then set it down and go.
Yeah, that would be the most efficient, but...
Well, I was just trying to get him to make more money, because I think if you move faster and get that delivered, you get another car and go.
Definitely.
Yeah, but Dennis...
He ain't in a hurry, man.
Listen, Dennis, I'll...
Even, no, even his sister said something about it, like, she thinks he's, like, protesting almost, because of the whole thing. Like, he's giving up almost.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Like, even when we were in Syracuse, and we're like, Dennis, we have to leave here so that we'll have an hour at this other mall, da-da-da.
He's like, all right, let me go to the bathroom real quick. He goes to the bathroom, he's walking out, stops at the storefront looking at the things in there, and he keeps walking, he stops. And I have a feeling what it is because of his accident.
Yeah, that's brain injury material.
Because I've known him years before and years after, and I see how he slowed him down.
Yeah.
Well, some are just things that we're saying, like, that would kind of...
Yeah, I love that.
When it comes to the Florida thing, that might not be so
true. One of my best fucking friends in the world, like a brother.
But with him going slow and going different ways, that's because he knows this place. Down there, he doesn't know, so he's going to be following the map. So that's
yeah, but...
The first time
you try it, and in 45 minutes, you make... $56
You're not gonna
in
stop.
45 minutes. Why would you stop?
Me personally, I wouldn't stop. But we don't. Who said he did stop?
He did.
Oh, well then.
He said, I'm thinking about DoorDashing again. I tried it earlier just for 45 minutes and I made $56. And I'm sitting here thinking, bro, that's over $50 an hour and you stopped? Like, why would you? If you were really making that kind of money and you did it on a daily basis, I'm moving down there with you, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do that shit too, because then you're making like public defender money, man. $50 an hour, you know what I mean?
But I feel like even if Dennis was following a map, he'd be very cautious, very slow.
Yeah, he would.
And it's not like, okay, he's in a new area that's like what's Jamestown. Right? He's in a new area that's Florida where there's four lanes of traffic.
Yeah.
Turns. Walls
oh,
are
yeah. Remember out, remember
like,
in Erie?
Different. Like, it's
when
not.
When we went to the Trump thing?
Don't,
yeah.
give, him, don't give him too many. Give him half of that.
Hey, he was following his map in Erie.
I'm sorry, but he's just so cute.
Yeah, I know.
Jesse,
I know. I'm
he was following the maps in Erie to the Trump thing last time.
Right,
and he turned down a one-way street the wrong way.
Mm.
Yeah.
And we were like, Dennis, what are you doing? The fuck, Dennis! Boom! And he had to come over and around like this, and we were like, what the fuck? And Rex was following him, so Rex fucking went right down the one-way.
Yeah.
We were like, oh my God.
And Dennis has been to Waldemere.
I wanted to go with you guys, but he had
no, it. This was the last when Dennis was here. Okay. When
he was
October.
Running.
Okay.
When he was running for president. When it, right when they're in a race and shit for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see it if she was driving, maybe.
Dad.
Yeah, she drives like a fucking maniac.
Yeah, I know.
She drives like a maniac.
Uncle.
No. She probably knows the area.
I told Dennis that that when he got that new Mustang, he was letting her drive it. I'm like, dude, you're fucking nuts. What? She ain't gonna drive it crazy. I looked at him. I said, I guarantee she's done a spin out in it, a burnout.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, we get back to the house. I'm like, Amy, be honest. How many times you do a burnout? She just got a big ass smile on her face. Yeah. I said, told ya. Because at the time, Dennis hasn't done one yet in his Mustang. I'm like, come on, man, spin the fucking wheels. Oh, I haven't done that yet. I said, you got a fucking Mustang, dude. Spin the fucking wheel. No. I said, I bet Amy has. No. I said, I bet you she has. No. Sure the fuck, yeah, she did.
What time is it?
She has a lead foot.
It
12:36. What are you getting ready? You get nervous?
I just don't know what time it is. That shit, Tim.
Where?
It shouldn't be.
It looks like it.
But it does look like it. Do you have, like, paper towels or something, Uncle, around?
Dude, you got a little on the toes. Right there.
Oh, shit. Got to bring your
own bag. Some on my toes?
Not your toes, but the toe of the sandal, like, almost. The toe would begin.
That's mud.
It's the same color as that little brown stuff down there.
I'm not eating anymore.
Those you could probably just go like this and it'll come off. It's only dog poo.
Okay, but I'm not trying to go to work and smell it.
Oh, no shit. I think you'd be fine with them. They just wipe right off. You want to know the best thing to do is find gravel. Gravel and dirt. The little gravel pieces.
Are you leaving?
That's what I want. That's what I've learned.
Now he just stares.
I'm sorry
stare.
For looking into your eyes.
Why are you putting them away? That's what you wonder.
You realize we're going to have to do this airbag fucking before.
You got to bring your own bags.
Wait a minute. We're going to have to part with that airbag fucking. We're going to have to see what it blows up.
You don't have paper towels or anything in your garage?
I never grab them. I can't think of.
Wait, you want a regular baggie?
You know,
will
you go get him a Walmart bag?
Yeah, go grab one of them Walmart bags.
Yeah, I need one inside anyway.
I just gave Trey a whole freaking pile yesterday.
For a weed.
Wow, you got dog chill.
I got it, Uncle. I'm not going to forget about it. I got it.
I don't want to walk in it either.
I'm thinking about asking Bunker 420 if they want to post a podcast up there, and we'll do it up there.
I think.
And being up there, we would record it, so it would be on video.
What's up, bud? What are we going to do about the cup? We'll probably have to do what Trey did that one year and find you a nice piece of Tupperware to put down in there for now.
Thank you. Oh, speaking of which.
You know, mommy's here too, right?
He didn't. When I went in there, he was sleeping.
We'll have to find one, bud. What do you mean? What are we going to do? The problem is that you're so little, it's hard to find a little one. Dick's Sporting Goods, that's an earring. Listen, Uncle Kevin, I called Uncle Kevin last night, and he said he don't think you really need it tomorrow. He can, because you don't have to worry about anything until it starts. They start to do hitting, and you don't do hitting until you get your pads and uniform and stuff. And you don't get your pads and helmet until a couple days. You should have seen them two earlier, Chump and the puppy. Chump was getting down there like this.
What?
I don't know, it's funny.
Pacing him around the house.
He was being gentle, right?
Oh, yeah. He was doing everything he could to be gentle.
He'd get right down on his level and stuff.
Here it comes, Leroy.
From what?
He's backing up in.
It's so weird how trailers work.
Yeah.
You gotta go this way.
You gotta go the opposite
love
way.
You. Right, yeah.
Once you know how to do it, it's easy. Okay. Benjamin supervising.
Holy shit, you got all this help? What's up, everyone?
How are you? That's Benjamin.
Hi, Benjamin.
There you go.
The tiny thing, huh?
He's about 6 months old, and he's not going to get much bigger.
Nice.
But his name is Benjamin.
Good, how you been?
You're all right, can't complain.
Yeah.
I haven't shoveled the snow yet.
Right? Are you doing any work in the winter for, like, that shit with your chalk or no? Plowing and shit?
I do inside work in the winter.
You don't do plow? I thought you did plow.
I never plowed.
I thought I seen a plow on someone's truck down there. Not even at Nathan's house?
Oh, you know what? You
maybe someone was just doing
it. Might have a work truck there. You might have a plow set up on it.
Right. Yeah, for the baby.
Yeah, I never plowed. It's hard on trucks.
I heard your commercial yesterday.
Yeah.
Did it help out doing that?
Yeah, a little bit. More off of Facebook than anything else.
Oh, yeah. I know, you know who it is. I can't think of his name. Pizza Express. The owner of Pizza Express.
What's he doing? With him.
Dave, remember he has one lazy eye? It's like this, almost shut. Dave,
Oh, yeah.
He said advertisement in the very beginning. That's what blew in. Because every time he said, every time you're in someone's ear, or you're right there in someone's face, or you're this, when they think of something, you're right there. You know what I mean?
Stop.
Joe the tile guy.
Yeah,
buddy.
Pretty good at it though. I've seen a couple things that you've done.
A lot of experience.
Yeah.
Tile a whole pizzeria on 2nd Street by myself. I was there a month.
Oh yeah.
Floor. Huge.
Well, do some promoting. We're recording a podcast.
Yeah.
What's your business?
It's called Joe the Tile Guy.
Joe the Tile Guy. You have a phone number where can they reach you?
Flip it all over.
A podcast?
You know, the inside of it.
You don't know what a podcast is.
Well, pump it, Joe. Like advanced septic.
It's a It's like talk radio, but it's on the internet. And I have
Zero.
Over 7,000 downloads.
Flip over.
So, if you want, you can get some free promotion. What's your name? Joe the Tile Guy. How do they reach you?
So, 499-3448.
716-499-3448. Thank you, sir. It's Sessions with the Jester. If, what kind of phone do you have? Do you have we're on Apple Podcasts. You don't listen to podcasts, obviously. It's an app on your phone. Let me show you your phone. See, that's why you have the leash, because you won't listen. So fucking Dennis is in Florida.
Yep.
Did he tell you how long he's gonna stay down there?
Nope. You can say, maybe 10 nights or 10 days or however.
Well, I guess it depends on how much he's making dashing down there.
He's stupid. I told him he's stupid. I told him, everyone around you is saying it's not a good idea, Dennis. And you still do it anyhow. That girl is a piece of shit. He knows I don't like her. What type of woman would disappear for a month or two, not call, not text, not return nothing, and then that's normal? I don't like that. He's one of my best friends, and it's just men, when they're with a woman, they'll be blind to shit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes a friend to sit here and say, "Open your fucking eyes, dude."
Yeah, but even then, man, because my friends had tried to have an intervention with me one morning after a party. And I didn't believe them. I mean, everything they were saying was making 100% perfect sense. You know, but they were talking to me about my wife.
Right.
And I didn't believe them.
Yeah, well,
that lost me a lot of friends, actually.
Even if your girl just disappeared for a month or two, you would think she's either in harm, hurt, or she's in another relationship with someone else now.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. That's what you would logically think.
And then to do it multiple times. And then just act as if it's...
normal.
Okay. Like, you don't do that to somebody. You don't do that to anybody. Especially someone who cares about you. You have them 1,000 miles away, worried as fuck. Or even at one time, it was 2,000 miles away.
Dennis accepts it, though. That's the problem.
Because he's too nice of a fucking guy. He's just like my mom over here. She don't ever say no because she's too nice a person, but sometimes she just don't want to do
that. What are you doing, Benjamin? Hey! Stop. Looks like you're digging it out.
No, just eating grass.
Okay. If you're okay with it, I'm okay with it.
It's just, I don't know, that whole situation. I tried to tell him, like, your health is way more important than driving 1,000 miles, D. You know, you should really be going to a doctor instead of...
Yeah, because I remember he said, well, I can't do it now, because what if they do this, and what if I have to do this, and I can't go to Florida? Dude.
Like, why, it's not that fucking...
Did he really go to the doctor,
Florida,
though?
I don't think so, but who knows? I don't know. He said he did. You can only listen to him if that's what he's saying. But
I felt like hell he did.
He did say something that wasn't true, though, and I seen it with my own eyes, where he said, yeah, I went down to the doctor, they took a culture of it, and da-da-da-da, I don't have no lump no more on the bottom of my foot. Well, I looked, and yes, the fuck you do. It looks like you got a golf ball in your sock. I don't want to see him get his foot taken off. And
does he have diabetes?
He don't ever go to the doctor.
Yeah.
He don't get all like you know what I mean? Like signs of diabetic, mm-hmm. like being down, like being drained type feeling, when your sugar drops, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He don't ever show them type of signs. And when we used to check him when my dad was alive, every time, once in a while, when he would come over at the same time my dad was checking the sugar, my dad would be like, you want me to check your sugar? And he always had perfect sugar. Which don't mean that it can't change at any given time.
Yeah.
But
especially with his diet of Red Bull.
I think he has an infection going on.
I have no doubt.
And that makes me worried that it'll get into his blood and then something. Yeah. And it's like, I told him right here in the MC, I said, man, part of me does this, wants to come right up behind you and just cuff you right in the back of your fucking head, man. Like, open your eyes, dude.
Yeah, but you know what also?
It's not something to play with. If you can't walk on your foot because it's in pain and it's this big around.
Well, let's do this. Let's play a little. Let's put yourself in his shoes.
He knows there's something wrong with that.
Something's wrong with his leg. His leg fucking hurts. His dad fucking betrayed him. Maybe he's given up on life. I mean, he is in a rough spot right now.
He's giving up
and now,
on life.
And now he's going down to her.
He wouldn't be going door dashing and all that
he needs
shit.
Yeah.
You know, if he's giving up.
Yeah. Is he okay, Sam?
I just think
I meant, is he bothering you? I guess that's what I meant.
Dennis has never gone there. This isn't the first issue with his foot. When he
was working with his dad, he was having issues. And then it's like, it looks to the point where if you took a needle or a razor and went like this, it'd go, pfft, you know what I mean? Because it's so swelled the fuck up. It makes me nervous as a friend, as a brother, you know what I mean?
100%. 100.
I hate keep going at him, but when you have love for somebody,
You can't help but
try to look out for them or try to, you know, it's my job as his friends to be the one on the outside looking in,
exactly,
telling them what I see. Just like I hope he would. Like, if I'm sitting here curled up in a ball and pain holding my stomach, and I've heard him say, hey, you should go to the doctors. You know what I mean? Like, I have health issues. I go to doctor's appointments. No, I don't like it. I hate it. Fucking hate it.
Uh-huh. I hate it.
But
I go.
I go because I want to live longer.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't accomplished all my goals in life.
Me either. Did you see that commercial I sent you?
And another thing, something happened the other day. And it made me, come on, D. Like, really? Okay, you know how he left yesterday, or the day before, to go to Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, like, a few days ago, he was talking about leaving that night.
Yep.
Well, you want to know why he didn't leave?
Tell me.
Because she said, what? You're coming? Wait, hold on. No, not yet.
Sounds like she's living like a double life of some sort.
That's what it sounds like to me. Yeah. And I wish Dennis would have never said nothing to her and just went out there if he was gonna. You know, because you're gonna be able to tell off their reaction right away. Is it gonna be like, oh my god, running, jumping in the arms, or is it gonna be like, oh shit, oh hey, how you doing? Oh my god. You know what I mean? You can read that in someone.
Exactly.
You gave me this, right? There you go.
Just
chilling today there, Benjamin? His first day on a leash.
Like, even his family, his sister, the ones he does talk to, Wendy and shit, mm-hmm. come over at the baseball field. What the fuck is going on with him? Why? Like, everyone around him is, like, saying, D, come on, dude. What the fuck? And he's just not trying to hear it from anybody.
It's sad. And there's... Because there's nothing we can do.
I wish he'd get himself. A girl fucking knocked up, dude. I really wish he would. Just fucking move on from this fucking girl out here. I know you had a relationship with her and everything, but the way she...
She's not a healthy person. Not for Dennis.
And I think she still does that shit, too, man.
Nobody changes, bro, unless they're forced to.
Because when you're doing this and stuff when you're hanging out with someone. Hey. What would you be thinking if I'm sitting here like this? See, I either got Parkinson's
that's what I was thinking.
Or motherfucking I'm on something, right?
Mm-hmm.
This just did it in my kitchen when she came to town. When Dennis and her came over. All like talking and like yeah, I know there's probably people out there like that from like previous fucked up drug.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be standing on your leash.
But she's still popping pills. Fucking, what is it when he said when he came here, she had to go out somewhere and pick up some pills or something. Oh, she had to go get Brandy. Travis's fucking girlfriend, the Method, and they went somewhere together to go get some pills or some shit.
And he couldn't go or something.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that, dude? You got my car with a fucking Method, and you're telling me
I can't go?
Probably trading sex for drugs.
That's a huge possibility because all girls do that.
Mm-hmm.
Guys do that, but when a guy has something, a girl wants it, one of the easiest way for that girl to get it from that guy is to offer that.
Absolutely.
Because like I said, guys, it's like this, it's a video game controller. Once that woman grabs a hold of that controller, you tell them what's ready to fuck to go and shit like that.
You turn into a robot.
Yeah, it's like... And I asked him too, and I kind of got mad at him, but I didn't tell him that. I was like, "Are you seriously, Dennis? Come on, man, what the fuck?" I was like, "Well, who's watching your dogs?" He's like, "Well, my mom." I said, "Are you fucking kidding me, Dennis? She's fucking fighting cancer right now.
That's what I."
She don't even want to watch your dogs, period. And now you're gonna leave them there? And I kind of got mad at him when he said that. I was like, "Dennis, what the fuck, dude?"
Well, you see, I was talking to my girl about it, and she's like, he just left. She's like, for how long? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, well, he doesn't really have any attachments up here. I'm like, his mom's up here. And he's like, oh, is she fine by herself? I'm like, no. She's like, oh.
She's fighting cancer right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Taking treatments. He got a bunch of newspaper from Uncle because he said the day she goes to get her treatment, she ain't going to be able to take the dogs outside. So I'm guessing in his house he just laid out a whole bunch of fucking newspapers.
Oh, Dennis.
And if she did care about him and she did fucking love him, she would say, no,
yeah.
Dennis, you have to wait. You have a sick mom, you have puppies, and you yourself are not fucking healthy.
Yeah.
No, you cannot come out here, and if you do, I'm going to be fucking pissed. That's what someone care would say.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know what Dennis is thinking. You know?
He's not.
No.
Did you slip over laundry or something yesterday?
Probably thinking with this a dick.
What you doing, pretty Benjamin? You just chilling? Come here, are you okay?
Yeah, I was just on that cord, on that rope.
Was I?
Not
you. The dog is on. She can't go too far, so.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
There ain't nothing wrong
with you. Look at him. Here, drink some water. You know what? I think we're gonna go. I'm gonna take him home. He's not. Damn it.
What?
He's not feeling too well.
He looks fine.
Yeah.
He's not acting fine.
He's new. We're right wondering where Dennis is.
Because his nose is warm and dry.
Got him. He's tied up.
There you go.
Run around.
Hey, dope puppy, what you doing?
And then you'll be yelling
what are you
and
doing?
Screaming.
You want to play? Want to play?
Hey guys. Fuck. Hey everyone. This is Jester here. I sure as hell hope you enjoyed that episode. Because there's a hell of a lot more coming on the way. And just share, like, subscribe, follow. Put it on all your social medias. Help everybody hear this conversation. In the meantime, just fucking smoke weed every day and fucking make shit happen, man.